Marley was dead to begin with. There is no doubt whatever about that. Those are the familiar opening words to Dickens' A Christmas Carol. And those words also open a play called Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol. When I found out two mostly comic Wilmington actors were playing the lead roles, I thought the show might be a comedy. But Steve Vernon, playing Scrooge, and Randy Davis, playing Marley, explained that the show is a drama, mostly. It's also clear that they are both really in love with this show.
Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol is, in all honesty, one of my favorite pieces of theater. I think it's one of the most beautiful pieces of theatrical literature that I've ever read. This will be my third time being in a production of it. This really is a spectacular piece of theater, no hyperbole. I'm a fan of the original story, Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It's a very stirring story, redemption of evil and the ability to change. And the way that it speaks to how easily we dismiss people that are below us, you know, are there no refuges or no resources, are there no prisons, no workhouses, what have you. But what I really enjoy about Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol is you get to see that same story from a different point of view. And in this play, you discover that Jacob Marley is the driving force behind Scrooge's redemption. And in doing that, he's able to redeem himself.
The background story of the play, the author, Tom Mueller, played Scrooge for years and years at the Goodman in Chicago. And one year, he had a friend bring his daughter. And after the show, the daughter came up to Tom and said, "Well, it's not fair. What about Marley? Scrooge gets his chance of redemption. It's not fair that Marley doesn't get a chance to be redeemed." And this messed with him for a couple years. And then originally he wrote a book, and then he turned it into a one-man show. And then it was adapted again into a four-person show. And that's what we're doing now.
We talk a lot about, in our culture, redemption and forgiveness. You know, we pass out forgiveness like candy because we reserve it for people who didn't really hurt us. Marley sacrifices at some point in order to save Scrooge, but it's really a lot less about Christmas and more about what human beings can do, what they can sacrifice for not their friends, but their enemies.
Randy, you brought this piece to Steve 12 years ago. What did you first see in it?
Just the language of the play is just so beautiful. And it's funny, Steve kept using the word beautiful, and it's the most beautiful show. And it's so cliche, you know, it's like your cousin's wedding when it was terrible. You say, "Oh, wasn't that beautiful?" But it really is. It's just the most beautifully written piece I've ever seen.
It's more storyteller type theater. It's not traditional presentation. And the text is more literature-driven than it is theatrical-driven. So there's a lot of devices and ways of presenting the material that are different than what you would see in a traditional show. And because of that, you actually get a real sense of how beautiful the language is and how wonderfully it flows. It really is a wonderful marriage of theater and literature. It's a drama with moments of humor and a very kind of frightening at times undertone, an exploration of the afterlife and hell.
And ultimately redemption.
And ultimately redemption, yeah.
That was Steve Vernon and Randy Davis starring in Jacob Marley's Christmas Carol, tonight through December 18th at the Cape Fear Playhouse. Find details at whqr.org.